for the first time in 2022. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it's a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me back. Yay, for the first time all year. Much deserved break. And I don't say that lightly because you people know me and never think I deserve anything. So good to talk to you all. Thanks for joining me. Let's talk about some stuff. The UIL, the Marching Band Rules Advisory Committee, did some recommendations, did some anvil dropping, and then did some, they're going to be doing some survey stuff regarding marching band for the University Interscholastic League. I'm going to highlight just a couple of the rule proposals that went through, and then some surveys that are going to be coming out. You won't get to see them. You're not important enough. But I'm kidding. The some surveys that the directors and staff members and all sorts of people need to fill out so UIL can get some accurate data on this stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the description so you can kind of follow along. There's a lot of electronics rules that are changing this year, which is fantastic. We're UIL needs to modernize the rule book and allow for as much artistic creativity as they possibly can. So I want to highlight a couple of things and just kind of highlight them and talk about them. So I'm not going to go over everything, but if you want to look at the entire list of which rule proposals passed, which no action was taken on, and which rule proposals will be surveyed, you can go ahead and do that at the link in the description. So here's what I want to do. We want to talk about some quick things real quick. If you look down, number three on the past the following proposals thing. Number three, that is a rule that is going to allow a non-student to assist in like a massive electronics failure that's going to be detrimental to the performance. The rule in the past has been a non-student is not allowed to interact with the soundboard at any point. And that needs to be coming from the student. And if there's a power failure or something happens, or like a squirrel gets in the sound system and starts like gnawing on stuff, a non-student was not allowed to really help with that stuff, or it was unclear what they were allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. There have been controversies in the past. Slight embellishment here, but it's kind of like, hey, that teacher tapped the student running the soundboard on the left shoulder, and then that soundboard student pressed a button, therefore that band should be disqualified. Like, stuff like that. So there's been a need for clarity on that in the past, and now we finally got it. So if there's like a catastrophic power failure or something happens, a non-student can go in there and start taking out wires and plugging everything back in. The only thing they cannot do is they cannot trigger any music. They can't press a button that's going to allow a sound effect to go through or anything like that. They can't do any of that. That still has to come from the student. But in terms of like, oh my God, something like the worst case scenario, which we saw a little bit of, we saw it in McAllen because of the heat. We saw it at San Antonio. We even saw it at Nationals too. I mean, these things can happen, it seems like, any time. So I'm glad there's clarity on that now, so that and then I think they have to do, what does it say? Like, written justification for why they were involved in that. And I can't wait. I would love to read. I hope they make those public. I hope they make those public. And I hope the percussion guys or the electronic guys get in there like, oh, did you want an explanation of why I had to rip a bunch of wires out? I'd be happy to. Here's electronics 101. And then just type up 17 pages worth of stuff. And then the UIL's like, okay, you're fine. Whatever. Aren't you going to read it now? You're good. It's fine. Whatever. So congratulations to the electronics people that you know, there's more clarity on that. And you got that. I know they've been asking for that for many, many years. Here's another thing. A proposal for the UIL to collaborate with the TMAA, that's the Texas Marching Adjudicators Association, to recommend judges for area marching band contests. Tread lightly. Okay, here we go. In the past, it has been up to the individual area committees or the area chairs to select the area judges. There are some pros to that. There are some cons to that. The best evidence I can find is that We should not be having three-way tiebreakers at area. We should not be having three-way tiebreakers to name an area champion. We should not have a three-way tie to see who's going to go on to state. When you have that happen multiple times across conferences, that means two things. Number one, we need to evaluate whether the system is correct, and I believe the system does need to be changed at the area level. And we need to look at the evaluators themselves and see what's going on with that, because we can't keep having these tiebreakers over and over and over again. Yes, the programs are fantastic. Yes, the programs are awesome. It is the job of the evaluator, it is the job of the adjudicator to get it right. And when we keep having these tiebreakers and we keep having these just wild results that we see at UIL every single year. These are kids' lives you're affecting, man. What are we doing? How could we be so far off between the judges? Is it the system? Yes, part of it's the system. But I'm not going to blame the system entirely here. This is something that has needed to be fixed for a very, very long time. So the UIL is going to get involved here. They used to let the areas go, but hey, just pick your judges. Do what you need to do. But now we're going to work with Texas Marching Adjudicators Association. Now we're going to recommend the judges for area. Like, these are your judges. Hey, area, these are going to be your judges. And the area goes, okay, cool. So hopefully that helps fix some of the problems. I still think the system needs to be adjusted for area. You can keep your five judges. I've said it for many years. Give me an individual judge, and then give me two music judges upstairs. Give me an individual marching judge, and then give me a visual ensemble judge upstairs. Keep your five judges, but break them up into captions. Stop making it so broad. It's too broad an area. Stop it. Stop doing that. You stop doing that, I promise you, you're not going to get a bunch of ridiculous ties breakers. Promise you that's not going to happen. So hopefully this helps fix it. We'll see. That's going to be for implementation. It's going to be for implementation this coming fall. Another quick one that I want to talk about real quick is going to be very, very exciting. Competition suite. UIL is going to utilize competition suite for tabulation in 2022 for all conferences at the state marching contest and for all 6A area contests. Okay, so what am I talking about? Competition Suite is the tabulation software that is used by WGI. It's used by DCI. It's used by Vans of America. A lot of local contests use Competition Suite because you just plug the numbers in, it tabulates everything for you, and everything's great and hunky-dory. And we want to try to streamline everything. We want to try to make things across the board, all one system, instead of like, well, I use an abacus to do my tabulations at this area contest. Well, I use marbles and I use the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever the heck they use at region contest or area contest, whatever. So we're going to try to streamline it. All the conferences at the state marching contest are going to use Competition Suite for the tabulation thing, and all 6A area contests. Now, here's the thing about Competition Suite that a lot of regular people don't know. Cool thing about Competition Suite is when you plug the numbers in for those specific captions, let's pretend we're at 6A state contest. Remember, you got a woodwind judge, you got a brass judge, percussion, individual visual, ensemble, and then content and design. You got all that stuff there. You got captions. Competition suite, when you plug all those numbers in for those captions, it automatically tabulates. That's your caption winner. So brainstorm here, because this was talked about during while we were eating banana pudding between UIL contests. Imagine this. Imagine you're at the 6A state contest and you're in finals and you're retreat there. You're at retreat, you're at parade rest or whatever. And then John Pollard comes over the PA system and he goes, the award for outstanding brass performance or the award for outstanding woodwind performance. How awesome would that be? The kids would eat that up. So I'm not saying that could happen. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's interesting to see that they want to try to streamline everything that way, because that is a benefit of Competition Suite. It automatically names your caption winners. So if you're going to name the caption winners, heck, these programs know what it's like to be at contests. They've seen the DCI contest. They're competing every week for something in the fall. Why not announce it in front of everybody? Wouldn't that be neat? I think that'd be great. The award for best percussion performance. And then this was talked about too. Wouldn't it be neat? Wouldn't it be awesome if we named those awards after prominent figures in Texas music education? Wouldn't it be great if there was a Richard Floyd Award for, you know, best music performance? How great would that be? Something to think about. Not saying it's going to happen, but it's something to think about. I wouldn't be surprised if caption award winners were announced not only at state contests, but at area contests in the near future. I think that would be incredible, and it would really help those programs. Really, I mean, they don't need any more motivation to begin with. But people like, I mean, taken from somebody who's been doing a podcast about Texas Marching Band and propping up all these programs for many, 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 many years and giving them encouragement and positive vibes and all that stuff. Trust me, people like it when you say their name. People like it when you give them credit for stuff. They can't get enough of it. I love that. So who knows? Maybe caption award winners are on the way. We'll see. Here's something that I want to kind of address. Go down to the bottom. Recommended UIL staff survey for the following. Couple things here. All band directors at all conferences are going to be surveyed to determine if UIL should hold the state contest every year for their conference. That's been the big question. Remember, quick flashback, 2020. We did 2A, 4A, 6A state contest, but over half of the programs that were eligible for the state contest, or that usually participate in the state contest for their conference, weren't able or could not able to, or were not able to compete at state. So that's our pandemic year. That was 2020. 2021, last year, to make up for the fact that, you know, a lot of programs didn't get the chance to compete at their previous state contest, which would have been 2020, 2021, we did an all skate. We did every conference, everybody's competing. It's going to take 2 weeks and it's going to take 2.5 years off of my life. And it's not because of the programs or anything like that. It's because of all those Italian subs that I ate while we were blogging the entire contest. Those things were good, by the way. I think I might bring my own Italian dressing next year. We'll see. They did everybody. Everybody, it took 2 weeks, and it was crazy, and it was a lot of work, but we got it done. It was just kind of a makeup for 2020. So now we're in 2022, and we're going back to normal. 2A, 4A, 6A contest, because remember, it's an even year. But the big question has been looming for some time. And it was a question that was asked to myself, to the TexasBands.com staff, people I heard talking about it in the hallways and at dinner and whatever. What are we going to do for 2023? What do we do? Do we continue? 2023, that's an odd year. So that's 1A, 3A, 5A state contest. But what about the other conferences? Do we want to include them in that? Do the bigger schools want state every year and the smaller schools don't? Because remember, the justification that UIL has given in the past, I don't know if it's still on the website, but the reason they have state contests every other year for your conference is because they, number one, travel. There are a lot of programs, little small programs that don't have the fundraising opportunities as a big city program that you know, don't go to as many contests because of course money. And of course travel and taking time off of school and stuff like that. Remember, it's a huge state. Asking somebody to go from West Texas to San Antonio, that's a 7 to 8 hour drive. And for smaller schools, those kids are involved in band. They're on the basketball team. They're on the football team. They're on the cheerleading team. They're on the debate team. They're on the robotics team. They're on the they're on the agriculture team. Whatever. They're on everything. There's so many things that they're involved in because there's only, you know, 200 kids go to the school. Half of them are in the band program. So you have to take that into account too. They have other obligations besides playing a clarinet or trombone or whatever your favorite instrument is. Whatever your favorite instrument is, just shout it out and then pretend I said it. So they take that into account too. The other reason UIL doesn't do stay contests every year for your conference is because they were afraid of programs just focusing on their state contest, on state marching contest every single year, and then the concert band goes to the side. I think programs have proven, especially in the larger conferences, I think programs have proven that they can do concert band and make that its own thing and be successful and create wonderful music on the stage and do state marching contest and kick butt on the field and create beautiful art all in the same school year. They have the ability to do that. Whether the directors want their kids, want to be able to ask their kids of that, that is to be determined. Do we want to do state contest every year? And if you say yes, my next question to you is, are you sure you want to do state contest every year? Because that's a lot. That is a lot. It's a lot to ask for. But I think we're the only state, as far as I know, I think there may be one or two other states, but as far as I know, we're the only state that skips a year for their conferences. So 6A conference, they go every even year. So after this fall in 2022, they don't compete in state contest until 2024. And what's that going to look like? Because we know this activity changes so much. The landscape changes so much. We're still dealing with pandemic stuff and kids being out and getting sick and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what the conferences say. Could this be a situation where the 5A and 6A conferences say, yes, we want state every year, and then the smaller conferences, 4A conference all the way to 1A conference, they go, no, we don't want state every year. You'll kill our budget. And our students don't want to do that. We could see a situation where the big conferences go every year and the smaller conferences go every other year. So what that would mean would be every 2 years, everybody would be competing, and then the year after that, the larger conferences would continue to do their thing. Just a possibility, just something to think about. It'll be interesting to see what they say, but I mean, everything's on the table, and this is why I love the UIL staff. The UIL staff has told us and told everybody a very consistent message. If the superintendents and the directors and the staff and the kids, if they want something, and it's obvious that the majority wants it, the UIL is going to do everything it can to make it happen. You just got to tell them. So, of course, you know, jackass Danny Valdez decided, spitballs left and right, throwing him at Dr. Kent while he's trying to eat his banana pudding. We're like, hey, man, what about this? What about this? Hey, we should do this and that. I mean, he's so good to us. We appreciate him tolerating us. It's really awesome. But, I mean, you got to come up with ideas and you got to come up with implementation ideas and stuff like that. It's great. It's awesome stuff. So state contest every year, that is on the table. We don't know if it's going to happen yet or not, but it's on the table. At least it's in the room for discussion. Also in the room for discussion, having area contest every year. And that may be going side to side with the state contest thing. Because if you don't have, let's say you're a 4A program, you're a conference 4A, and you vote, no, we're not going to do state contest every year. Do you want to go to area contest? Is that something you want to do? Because the area contests, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's a contest. Yeah, you go. Yeah, they name an area champion, which is neat. but it's missing that. It feels like it's missing that step. It's missing something. It's missing that filling in the middle. You ever eaten an Oreo cookie with no filling in it? It's weird. Yeah, they're too. Yeah, you got two small sandwich chocolate cookies. I love food analogies, by the way. You got the two cookies there. Yeah, they're good. Cool. Where's my filling? Where's the stuff in the middle? Where's the delicious gooey center? The stuff that made this thing special in the first place. That's quite the area contest every year is kind of like an Oreo cookie with no filling. That's how I look at it. So do we want to continue to do area contest every year? It's not up to me. It's up to the directors. Who knows? Maybe the smaller conferences, maybe everybody's, no, let's keep doing it. Let's do area contest every year. Or maybe they go, you know what? Maybe we scrap that. Because remember, when I was, like you were there. When I was a kid, when I was a marching man, when I was a drum major. Yeah, they let me lead the band. Isn't that weird? when I was a kid. We didn't have area contest every year. It was odd years. You went to region contest, you got your one, and you were done with the UIL system. That was it. And that allowed us to go to local contests, allowed us to go to another Bands of America contest, allowed us to go to Grand Nationals. It freed up our schedule. Because think about that. You have an area contest that you don't have to plan for, so that's one weekend. You also have a state contest that you didn't have to plan for, so that's another weekend. Or that's another week or whatever. So you're missing, if you want to put it in academic terms, you're missing less class. That extra weekend that you don't have area contest, guess what? You can go support the football team. Hey, why not? Go support the football team. You can go play, you're able to go to more games. So, you know, just, these are all sorts of things that get drummed up and you have to think about when you're making these decisions. So area contest every year, we're going to see if that's still viable. We're going to see if programs still want that. That is on the table, whether to leave it on there or we just get rid of it completely. State contest every year, that's on the table. We see if what programs want. So who knows? Maybe by 2023, we're doing state contest every year. Here's the thing about that. I'll do one more thing and then I'll let you go. If we do state contest every year, I think it needs to be a package deal. And here's the package. Here's the deal. Let's negotiate. Let's sit down at the table. You're on one side of the table. I'm on the other side. And we're looking at each other right in the eyes. We're going to hash this out right now. And we're not going to beat each other with hammers or anything like that. Let's figure this out. Let's work together here. Here's what I want. You want to do state contest every year? Cool. I like that. I dig that. But here's what I want in return. The 8-minute show rule has to go. We got to get rid of it. Or at the very least, if you're not going to budge on that, make it a 10-minute rule. Make it a 10-minute rule. Give me 2 extra minutes of marching band. Give me 2 extra minutes of fleshing out an artistic idea. Give me 2 extra minutes so that my closer isn't 45 seconds long. Give me 2 minutes extra so that I don't have to rush my transitions from movement to movement. Give me 2 extra minutes so I can give you a well thought out ballad that has plenty of ebb and flow and creates emotion and tension and resolve. So that it's not a 45-second thing where I'm just rushing through it and I'm playing a ballad at 180 beats per minute and everybody has to march halftime because hashtag ballad. If we're going to do state contest every year, you got to get rid of the 8-minute rule. 8-hour rule, the practice rule for 8 hours a week, perfect. Keep it. Awesome. I love it. It keeps people from going completely insane. I dig that. But if we're going to do state contest every year, the 8-minute rule has to go. Give it 10 minutes. BOA, I think it allows 11 minutes. But if you don't want to do that, make it 10 minutes. Because there's a lot you can do. There's a lot that can happen. There's a lot you can do artistically, creatively, and musically, marching, and you know, all the technical stuff. There's a lot you can do with a 9-minute, 15-second show. that you cannot do with an 8-minute show. And I say 8 minutes, but it's actually like 7 minutes, 30 seconds, 7 minutes, 40 seconds. Because if you don't get your tempos right, if you don't get your transitions correct, you run the risk of going over time. And that's happened in the past. It's happened very recently where great programs went over time and had to appeal and didn't get the appeal honored. So that's something to think about. That's what I want. You give me state contest every year, fine, whatever. Even if it's one, even if it's the 6A conference or whatever, fine. You want to do that? Great. Get rid of the 8-minute rule. Get rid of the 8-minute rule. It's time. It's time to wipe it out. The activity is so far ahead of where that rule lies. We got to get rid of it. Make it 10 minutes. Make it a 10-minute show. And that's, I mean, who wouldn't want more marching band? Why would you not want more marching band? Give me more marching band. This is a very easy rule to fix. You don't have to adjust the schedule in any way. Make it a 10-minute thing. Boom, done. Get off the field. Hey, you get on the field. It'll still flow just as the contest will still flow just as well. You don't have to adjust the schedule at all. All you got to do is listen to me. Make it a 10-minute rule. Make it a 10-minute rule. We're good. We're good to go. I'll be sitting there with my Italian sandwich and a Diet Coke, and we'll be enjoying these programs year after year after year. We'll see how it goes. Folks, I'm done here. Thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. I will talk to you all very soon. Questions, comments, anything like that, go to TexasFans.com Facebook page. Like it, subscribe to it, all that fun stuff. I am Dan Pod Valdrez on Instagram and TikTok. no dances there yet, but yeah, go out there, check out the content. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you all soon. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.